Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
What's called a conscious mind at work. And then there's also your subconscious mind that's at work every day in a battle, in a process for you to come into yourself. Individuation is the process by which the personal and collective unconscious are actually brought into consciousness to totally reveal one's whole personality. It's the process of becoming self-actualized. So there are things that we assimilate to consciously and unconsciously, believe it or not, that we acquiesce. We're in a society where there are a lot of external forces that have influence over us. And this is why we have to be careful of the environments we put ourselves in, the words that we listen to, the circles, because there are things that are being actualized in people that was picked up by their subconscious. And if you're not doing anything on a conscious level to better oneself through studying and reading and creating, then that's two areas of your life that are keeping you from coming into the process of individuation, because you're picking up a lot of negativity as it is in the world around us. And then that will have a tendency to cause one to self-destruct when they are not fully aware that they're being influenced unbeknownst to them. The individuation really occurs early on in life. Typically starts around 15 months old. It involves a baby becoming aware of increasing amounts of separateness from the mother. The final stage of the process, the model begins around the age of 2 years old. This was a principle that came up in theory called Mahler's model. You start to realize that you become your own self. So there are stages in this process of individuation. I say all this to say to you that becoming self-actualized is a graduation and promotion of oneself and independent from outside influence and thoughts. And you begin to understand your purpose in life by achieving this level of consciousness and being fully aware of what's trying to permeate its existence into your psyche, your spirit, your soul, body. You're a triune being. And there's always something that you can't see that's trying to bombard you, which is why we have so much suicide and depression in life today, especially during this time of this pandemic, I think you should really take control over the input and the data being stored in your mind, your brain, your life. Question everything, but do become self-actualized. It's growth. It's knowing your purpose in life, and it's knowing exactly what you are here for. I'm V the Preacher. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday on a Friday. May you have a good one. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate efficient, evident, and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?